Bizarre.
WMMR presents Bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre File.
20-year-old woman was shot to death by a homeowner in upstate New York after pulling into the wrong driveway. Kaylin Gillis was in a car with three friends looking for another friend's house in the rural area of Hebron, New York, or maybe Hebron, I'm not sure, on Saturday night when they mistakenly turned down the wrong driveway. After the vehicle had been in the driveway for a very short time, Kevin Monahan came out of the residence and fired two shots as the group of friends were leaving. They were exiting the property. One of those shots struck and killed the girl. She was 20 years old. The group then drove to the neighboring town of Salem to get cell service and call for help. Emergency responders performed CPR on Gillis, but she was pronounced dead. There was clearly no threat from anyone in the vehicle, according to Sheriff Jeffrey Murphy. He said there was no reason for Mr. Monahan to feel threatened, especially as it appeared the vehicle was leaving at the time.
It's all levels of paranoia and insanity.
That's what it sounds like.
Yeah.
Monahan, who is 65, refused to come out of his house, and officers arrived to investigate reports of shots being fired. After authorities spoke with Monahan through a 911 dispatcher and in person for roughly an hour, he was taken into custody. He's been charged with second-degree murder.
You could even go out and just shoot around in the air and say, get out of here or something.
Yeah. Even that's,
yeah.
Yeah, that's too much.
When I heard the story, I immediately thought of me and Bam Bam and Cousin Kyle in New Mexico and in Philadelphia, Missouri. Because both in New Mexico, we were like, it was pitch black and we were basically right outside of somebody's house.
I know, but look at this guy's clearly a lunatic, but I mean, even in lunacy levels, he could have had a sub-lunatic step up before he shoots into a car.
It's crazy. A teenager has been charged, this is a wild story, has been charged after the car he was driving went airborne and crashed on top of a house. Ended up on the roof. So according to the North Carolina State Highway Patrol, it happened around 2:30 a.m. on Friday. Court documents said the 17-year-old was speeding more than 70 miles an hour. Troopers say the driver, identified as Tyler Caudill, lost control, hit a tree stump, drove on top of the homeowner's car that was parked in the driveway. That catapulted him up, and it landed on top of the house. Wow. The car crashed into the living room and made the home unlivable. At the time of the crash, firefighters said a family of four was inside, two adults, two children. None of them were injured.
Lord, we have company.
Caudill was taken to the hospital where he's being treated for his injuries. He's facing two charges, driving after consuming under 21 years old and reckless driving. Both are misdemeanors. A stranger who entered a woman's apartment and stared at her while she slept on the couch before fleeing after she woke up and stealing a pair of socks on the way out has been charged with burglary. Dan Abimana was seen on home security footage inside of the apartment of a woman who says that she did not know him. Abimina apparently entered in the residence, spending some 30 minutes inside. During the time, he was seen walking through the entire apartment at times, staring at the woman who lived there. She slept on the couch.
30 minutes!
He was also seen organizing some shoes and placing them next to the couch. So
that's good,
Kathy would be okay with that. I mean, he tidied up a bit.
Yeah.
Abimana later turned himself in after recognizing himself in reports by a local CBS news station.
So he took care of everything.
The woman said, "I sleep."
Rearranged your junk drawer.
Said, "I sleep on the TV. I sleep with the TV on." And she said, offering a reason for why a stranger was able to get into her apartment without waking her. She said, "He was super quiet. I think the combination of the two is just how I kept sleeping." And apparently her door was unlocked. So she said that Abimana woke her up after apparently bumping her knee while moving around. As she laid on the couch, she asked him who he was. He didn't answer. And she asked again. She said, "I'm the guy who dropped you off last night." At that point, I knew he wasn't a friend of the kids or anything. And he grabbed a pair of socks on the way out.
Hey!
So they managed to get him after he turned himself in. Interesting.
Where are the socks?
In New York, an employee of a restaurant and sports bar did not want to go to work on Saturday, so she sent seemingly random Google voice text messages. We were just talking about voice text messages. Mm-hmm. To as far away as Texas, threatening to shoot up the New Rochelle location of a national chain located at a popular entertainment destination. So the person, a woman living in an apartment in the Bronx, was recently hired by the Buffalo Wild Wings location in New Rochelle. She called out sick on April 15th, allegedly made a series of text message threats. the following evening. And the text message further stated that there would be a massacre and lots of people are going down. A subsequent message stated that today's a busy night because of the game. Don't take me as a joke. Lots of people will die. Don't call the store and ruin my plans. I'm going to make the news. This is somebody who wanted the day off of work,
yeah.
I think.
Can't you just fake a bellyache?
Yeah.
That same day, police received a call from a second individual who had received an identical text message from an unknown person threatening to shoot up Buffalo Wild Wings and commit a massacre as well. They got the phone number from the text messages and tracked it down and went to her house. And they busted her. So she admitted she had sent the text messages. Jaylena J. Mota was arrested. All right, and then we'll do one more quick story, and we will wrap up the beef file. How about this one? A woman on British Columbia's Sunshine Coast awoke to a sticky situation last Thursday when she found a bear with a sweet tooth had broken into her car and crushed dozens of cans of soda that she had left there overnight. Sharon Rozelle said she was awakened by her dog around 3 a.m. She looked outside and saw a black bear surrounded by shattered glass from her car window, and she said he was drinking massive amounts of soda.
Love Dr. Pepper.
Rozelle said that she watched.
It's, like it's not too sweet, but it's just awesome.
Rozelle said she watched from her balcony for an hour and a half as the bear used its teeth to break open the cans and slurp the contents while making a sweet mess of her car's interior.
Yeah, that just happened.
She said that the bear started with orange soda before making its way through cola and root beer, only it stopped when it reached the diet soda.
Oh, my God.
That's funny.
Not on a diet. Don't need it.
Rozelle said she had 72 cans of soda in the car, and the bear drank 69
wow.
of them.
Wow. Like the soda version of Cocaine Bear.
Yeah. She said that she tried throwing cold
don't
water.
Don't mind if I do.
Ooh, what's this? Yeah.
Ooh, cooler soda.
She said she tried throwing cold water on the bear from her balcony, but she then tried
dumb bitch.
She then tried reasoning with him, explaining she needed her car to get to work the next morning. She's talking to the bear.
No, I'll drive you.
She said, then I tried psyching him out by telling him that I was a bear hunter.
So you say you work at Buffalo Wild Wings?
And that didn't do anything either, so I had to stand by and just watch him devour my car, she said.
They're clever, man.
She said the bear ripped the car's leather interior, broke the window roller handle from standing on it, and spilled soda everywhere, including inside the gear shifter, and she's hoping her insurance will cover the damage. By the way, she owns a food truck, and she had bought the soda for her business, and that's why she had 72 cans of soda
yeah.
in her car. So
those bear claws, man, will F up a car.
Oh, yeah.
93.3 WMMR, audio on demand.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
It's the Bizarre File podcast.
Two men were arrested Monday on charges that they helped establish a secret police station in New York City on behalf of the Chinese government. And about three dozen officers with China's National Police Force were charged with using social media to harass dissidents inside the United States.
I was just reading an article about this. There are a couple of those across the country,
Preston. Secret police station.
Yeah.
The cases are part of a series of Justice Department prosecutions in recent years aimed at disrupting Chinese government efforts to locate in America pro-democracy activists and others who are openly critical of Beijing's policies and to suppress their speech.
It's effed up.
One of three cases announced Monday concerns a local branch of the Chinese Ministry of Public Security that had operated inside an office building in Manhattan's Chinatown neighborhood before closing last fall amid an FBI investigation. The two men who were arrested were acting under the direction and control of a Chinese government official and deleted communication with that official from their phones after learning of the FBI's probe in an apparent effort to obstruct the inquiry.
Their names were Starsky and Fong.
Oh, no. How did they not pick up on that? Though China is believed to be operating secretive police outposts in countries around the globe, Justice Department officials said that these arrests were the first of their kind anywhere in the world. A man revealed how he felt something moving after sleeping the night with a massive spider hanging in a very very vulnerable place. The brave lad took to TikTok to share a chilling video of the huge huntsman spider nestled in his underwear. While sitting on the toilet, he showed 240,000 followers the big brown spider tucked away into the waistband of his boxers.
I love your balls.
The Aussie said, I woke up this morning with something moving in my pants and this huntsman spider was sleeping against my gonads.
Those things are enormous.
Remaining surprisingly calm and still, the man slowly zooms into the giant body of the scary arachnid. He said, I thought I felt something moving. The nightmare's clip has been viewed more than 4.5 million times. And viewers were understandably left their jaws on the floor as the huntsman spider is one of the largest in the world, and they are also venomous. Their bite can cause heart palpitations, swelling, nausea, and heartaches, but are not often fatal to victims. Huntsman spiders live in warm tropical climates across the world in places such as Australia, Asia, Africa, and the Americas, and the Mediterranean basin. A German photographer has turned down a prestigious prize after revealing his winning photograph was created using artificial intelligence.
This is happening more and more.
Boris Eldigson was named the winner in the Creative Open category of the Sony World Photography Awards with his black and white photograph called Pseudomnesia and the Electrician. The image shows a young woman standing in front of the camera while an older woman stands behind her. However, a week after he won the prize, he shared in a statement on his website announcing that he would not accept the awards. He said, I applied as a cheeky monkey to find out if the competitions are prepared for AI images to enter, and they are not.
Well, mister, there's no room for cheeky monkeys here.
He said, we, the photo world, need an open discussion, a discussion about what we want to consider photography and what is not. Is the umbrella of photography large enough to invite AI images to enter, or would this be a mistake?
There's a whole series of questions involving art and what is art, and if AI is simply containing artistic things done by humans and then regurgitating them back into new art, is it then still art once removed? Yeah. I don't know!
Eldigson said that, who specializes, by the way, in photo and visual art, said that he hoped to speed up this debate by refusing the award.
Harumph.
In North Carolina, Carowinds Amusement Park officials say a 13-year-old boy got stuck in a claw machine on Sunday.
Oh, my gosh.
The teen was attempting to steal from the claw machine located in the thrill zone.
This happens every now and then.
Yep. Usually it's some kid trying to reach in there to get something they...
Trying to steal.
The boy climbed into the machine and was unable to exit, prompting a response from the medical response team. The child exited the machine. We're looking at a picture of him. The machine shortly after and was given first aid before turning to his guardian. It's unclear if the team faces any further action.
There was one
from Carowinds officials.
Like a classic, like a real small one you'd find, like, you know, almost impossible to figure out. You remember the classic pictures from years ago we reported on it, and I did like a Michael Jackson thing, but the kid somehow managed to get to the small compartment that the prize comes out of.
Listen, I get it. They're so frustrating that sometimes you're like, I'm going in there and getting it.
Yep. We should put Marissa in one sometime.
she's our
smallest staff member. Let me just see if people can get her out of there. All right, and then finally, one more story, and we'll end with this. A man is facing charges after police say he illegally practiced dental work in a hotel room.
All right.
Danbury police said that officers responded to the La Quinta Hotel for reports of dental work. The officers found a man who said that he was conducting dental referrals. And listen to this. So, when officers entered the occupants' room, they found an impromptu operating setup with dental drills, suction machines, portable x-ray machine, bottles of amoxicillin, and other medications were also found. And authorities said while officers spoke to the suspect, a man left the bathroom with gauze mouth.
Oh, my God.
He told police he just had dental procedure. I'm sorry, I just got it done. And he's running out of there. Hugo Moran.
You know where the ice machine is?
De Lima was arrested and charged with practicing dentistry without a license and illegal sale of prescription drugs. He's being held on $350,000 bail.
Jesus.
And that's what I have in the Bizarre File for you.
Thanks for listening to Preston and Steve's Bizarre File podcast. Go to PrestonandSteve.com, click On Demand for full show podcasts, and to subscribe so you never miss an episode. And thanks for listening.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.